Thank you, Mr. Chair. And at the outset, allow me to express the appreciation and congratulations of my delegation on the assumption of the presidency of this meeting of states parties. In the interest of time, I will read an abbreviated statement of which the full version will be sent to the Secretariat. In the present unstable international context, rife with conflict and violence, international humanitarian law remains an essential bulwark to safeguard the dignity of every person. Unfortunately, even such minimum protection as afforded by IHL is all too often violated in the name of military or political demands. In this regard, the Holy See wishes to recall Pope Francis's appeals to stop the monstrous and senseless reality of war. Mr. Chair, to avoid the risk of becoming irrelevant, this meeting should ask, what can we as states parties do to protect the most precious gift, that is, human life? And what can we concretely do to enhance protection for civilians in a modest attempt to try to answer such fundamental questions? Please allow me to elaborate on 3 points. 1. The so-called balance between military and humanitarian considerations is almost impossible to define, much less determine, before actually seeing the results of military operations. In this regard, the Holy See is pleased to share that it will endorse the Political Declaration on Explosive Weapons in Populated Areas, IWIPA, which is an issue that this delegation has raised in this very forum for over a decade. While keeping in mind the complexity of armed conflict, as well as the morally compromising decision to take human life, the Holy See hopes that this declaration will represent an opportunity and an invitation to shift from the paradigm of collateral damage to one of intended protection, so as to truly minimize and hopefully avoid any loss of human life. 2, incendiary weapons. The allegations of the use of incendiary weapons that have been reported demand the launch of an honest, technical, and legal review of the provisions contained in Protocol 3. Such an exercise is warranted by the need to improve and strengthen protection from the harmful effects of incendiary weapons, and not simply out of military political convenience. 3. In a constantly evolving world, particularly in terms of emerging technologies and their military applications, this meeting should discuss what are the legal, ethical, and security challenges around their potential use. In particular, the issue of laws is a matter of great importance to this delegation. The Holy See's support for the negotiation of a legally binding instrument on laws, and in the meantime, a moratorium on their development and use, is well known. This position has been outlined in the work of the GG on laws time and time again. I will not repeat it here. But I would reiterate that the development of autonomous weapons systems could have terrible and unforeseen consequences beyond the jus in bello, but also raise serious implications for peace and stability. In this regard, the increase in widespread use of armed drones, including kamikaze and swarm drones, offers a window into a grim and unstable future. It is distressing that we are witnessing the proliferation and a growing use of such technologies in various conflicts, seemingly without concern for discussion. The ethical implications are not insignificant. The challenges are multiple and relate to international law, including IHL as well as human rights. Mr. Chair, in closing, the Holy See urges that concrete work be carried out within the CCW framework to better respond to the numerous challenges affecting the international community. States must avoid such issues from becoming an additional source of destabilization at a time when the international community needs stability, cooperation, and peace more than ever. Thank you.